Our dear viewers, you are live on CBN TV, reporting directly from the Electoral Commission Nomination Center. Today, candidates from different political parties are picking up their nomination papers. I will be talking to each candidate to hear what they want to do for our country. Let's talk to candidate Samuel from Democracy for Development Party, DDP. Mr. Samuel, talk to our viewers.
We as DDP, we will focus on promoting democracy, ensuring that people enjoy their human rights and development of our nation.
Thank you, sir. That was Samuel from DDP. Here is Margaret from Social Justice Party, SJP, one of the women in the race. Madam Margaret, what are you going to do for our country?
As you can hear the name of our party, we are about promoting justice. We will ensure that there is equality.
That was Margaret from SJP. I can see General Fred, another candidate competing in this election from National Development Party, NDP. General Fred, why are you contesting in this election?
There is a lot of unemployment. Our youth have no jobs. As NDP, we will focus on creating jobs.
Thank you, Sebo. That was Mr. Fred talking about...
That is multipartism. It's the heart of democracy. Welcome to Understand Democracy with me, Musajja Wawino, as usual, helping you to understand democracy. Democracy has many principles, but there are two that are paramount. These are political pluralism in form of a multi-party system and separation of powers among the three arms of government. For any country to be truly democratic, there must be political competition where each party has its own ideas and opinions that must be discussed freely and fairly. Uganda has fully embraced the idea of political pluralism with the introduction of the multi-party system. But for any democratic system to work effectively for citizens of any nation, there must be separation of powers among the three arms of government, which are 1. The legislature, and its main duties are to make laws on behalf of the people, pass the national budget, and check the activities of the executive. 2. The executive, and its main duties are to provide political leadership for the country and implement laws and policies made by the MPs. 3. The judiciary. Its main duty is to interpret and ensure impartial enforcement of the laws. To fully understand why we must have separation of power among the three arms of government, listen to this story.
Once upon a time, there was a leader called Sikola. She used her power to grab people's land. People complained and cried for justice. Then one day, MPs tabled a bill in parliament to arrest and imprison leaders at all levels who abused their power to steal people's land. Sikola realized that if this bill was passed, she would be imprisoned for stealing people's land. Sikola called all the MPs, convincing them not to support the bill. She promised to make some MPs ministers and ambassadors, but the MPs refused. Then she threatened to make them suffer, but the MPs were ready to fight for the people who elected them. All MPs voted for the bill, and Parliament passed it into law. Sikola realized that she was going to pay for her crimes. Then she tried one last thing. She invited all the judges and the chief justice to the leader's palace. She asked the judges, "Find a way of interpreting this new law. Twist it so that it doesn't affect me." Then she asked the guards to bring sacks of money, but the judges refused her money. "We became judges to serve the people." She became very angry, but the judges were not scared. They knew they were acting within the law. A few days later, the court issued an arrest warrant for Sikola for stealing people's land. Sikola was arrested and sentenced to 20 years in prison. All the land she had stolen from the people was confiscated by the government and given back to its rightful owners.
That is the importance of separation of power among the three arms of government. In a democracy, the three arms of government must work separately and independently from each other to prevent abuse of power. Sikola, the leader in the executive arm of government, could not influence the legislative arm of government, that is the parliament, not to pass the law against land grabbing. Neither could she successfully influence the judges, the judiciary arm of government, because all the three arms of government were independent of each other. That's how democracy should work, my friends. I have to go, but remember, on Understand Democracy, Musajja Wabwino, I help you to understand democracy process by process. Just do one thing, sigala kumukutu. This information is brought to you by the Ministry of Information, Communications, Technology and National Guidance, GAIN Uganda and Konrad Adenauer Stiftung. Before I go, let me leave you with something to think about. What do you think are the advantages of a multi-party system? Which Ugandan parties do you know? What do you think are their specific agendas? See you next time on Understand Democracy with me, Musajja Wabwino.